Hey everybody, my name is Michael Bunnell, and I want to thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. If you enjoy it, please be sure to subscribe and leave a rating below. Now, it's time to dive deep into the show. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you guys so much for tuning back into the podcast. So what we're going to be talking about today is something a little bit different, but something that I think is truly powerful and inspirational. And that's my mission behind this podcast in the first place. So if you guys don't know anything about me, I have suffered from depression, an eating disorder, and anxiety. And it's taken a toll on my life, but I've found a way somehow to overcome a lot of the stuff that I've experienced in life. And now I want to do my part in giving back to help inspire other people and to show people that no matter what it is that you're going through, there is always light at the end of the dark tunnel. And that's what I'm really going to be focusing on here. So today's podcast, I am going to be talking about three questions about what life is like for someone with an eating disorder. And the reason I'm doing this is because I want to educate people. You know, the more educated we are on a topic, obviously, the better understanding we all have on how it can affect other people and how it can impact life in general. So, we're just going to get straight into it. You know, the thing is, we're all a constant work in progress. There are going to be some days where you're going to be feeling just fine, and there's going to be days where you're feeling like an all-time low. And so what do you do? What do you do when you are feeling like you're going through one of those struggles? Well, you move forward because that's really the only thing that you can do. Now, for the last 6 years, like I said, I have been impacted by an eating disorder, and it's not something that I'm proud of, but I'm no longer ashamed by it. I'm not ashamed by my eating disorder or my depression because I've just come to terms and have accepted them as part of who I am. And it's not to say that I'm never going to be able to fully overcome my eating disorder, but it's already impacted my life in such a way that it's always going to be a significant part of my past. So imagine erasing 6 years of your life. You're not able to do that. So while my hope is that in the future, I'll be able to see food again normally and think of food as fuel instead of thinking of it as calories, it's still, the eating disorder itself is still going to be with me because my life has been impacted for the last 6 years. And there's just no way that you're able to erase 6 years of your life. So today I want to answer three questions. Like I said, what it's like to live with an eating disorder in hopes to educate everybody. So first question, what is life actually like to live with an eating disorder? And honestly, it all depends on the person and the type of eating disorder itself. For me, I had restricted myself to the point where I basically cut out any and all foods featuring or that had fat in it, while only eating foods that were high in volume, low calorie foods to leave me full. What I like to say, basically, any food that was pleasurable to eat, I completely cut out. I didn't mind veggies, and so that's why I was able to survive, but I didn't have cake, donuts, ice cream, nothing, no cookies, anything. Just completely cut all of that away, and my eating disorder took away all of the enjoyment from eating. You know, while you guys go to parties, celebrations to eat, that was my biggest fear. Eating was my biggest fear. And it took away from a lot of enjoyable social experience as well. Like, I wouldn't go out to eat with friends. I wouldn't go to celebrations. And not after long, I quit being invited to them entirely because my friends and my family already knew that the answer was probably going to be no. So I was left trying to claw my way out of an endless pit. And I couldn't eat anything without thinking about the calories that were going into my body. And I couldn't eat without thinking about the possibility of binging. And I didn't want to do that because I knew if I binged that I would have to work out twice as long that day or the next day. You know, and honestly, there were times where I didn't know if I was going to be able to enjoy going out to eat with friends or family, or didn't know if I was really going to be able to enjoy life again. Yeah, my eating disorder, the days that I was fighting it, those were some of the darkest days of my life. Life just wasn't enjoyable to live at that time. What is it like to actually live with an eating disorder? I guess, like I said, it depends on the person. It depends on the eating disorder itself, but it's not fun. You know, your food is always on your mind. And while you have hopes for the future and while you have hopes to be able to look at food differently, you want so badly to be able to look at food differently, it's always going to be a part of you. And that's the thing that, you know, you just have to remember is that every day you have to progress. You have to focus on taking a step in the right direction and better yourself every single day, because there are going to be days where it's incredibly difficult and days where, you know, you are going to have slip ups, but everybody makes mistakes. Nobody's perfect. So the second question, what triggered my eating disorder? And the truth is, being made fun of by others and seeing everybody's perfect life on social media are probably the two biggest factors that contributed to my eating disorder. And was I teased and bullied for my weight back in school? Yes, but don't get me wrong. Like, I also did my fair share of teasing others as well, and I probably deserved everything that came my way. But mix that with being able to open an app on your phone and see all of the positive feedback that those on social media are receiving from being able to see their abs, it made me only crave attention. And that's what my life was focused on. I wanted nothing more than attention. I was willing to do anything and everything to get the attention of others, to be liked by others, and to be one of the popular kids. And so I did just that. I lost a lot of weight and I got the attention that I wanted to a certain extent. Now, what I was failing to realize at the time was that it wasn't the attention that I wanted. It wasn't attention because people actually liked me. It was attention because people thought that I looked good and I had done something drastic in my life. And that drastic thing was allowing the thought of attention to control what I ate. And in turn, I was allowing what I ate to control my life. Simply stated, I was allowing attention to control my life, and I was just using food as a way to get attention. So, third question, how do you cure an eating disorder? To be completely transparent and open with you guys, I have no clue. Once I find the cure-all, end-all solution to eating disorders, I'll let you guys know right away, but you know, the important thing is to remember that we are all a constant work in progress. There are going to be some days where you're going to experience difficulties, and there are going to be some days where it's, you know, you're going to be able to make progress and feel hope for the future. And just because something worked for somebody doesn't mean that it's going to work for you. You know, there are so many variables that go into cure for anything that there's no one answer to what can cure an eating disorder. We're all different, we all live different lifestyles, and we all have different mindsets. But what I believe will help you the most is realizing that you are already enough the way that you are. You are you, and being you is your greatest superpower. You don't need the approval of others to be happy in life. You don't need to have six-pack abs in order to be healthy. You just need to find a happy balance between both body and mind, and once you do that, then you will be able to make progress in the right direction. Now, as far as my life goes with an eating disorder, was my eating disorder worth the extra attention that I seeked to receive? Absolutely not. And that's why I'm here recording this podcast for you guys today. For the last 6 years, I've been battling with my emotions, and I don't know if it's something that I'm ever going to be able to completely get over. You know, I don't know if I'll be able to go out to a restaurant and see a cheeseburger as a cheeseburger, or see it as calories and fat going into my body. And then in the back of my mind, I don't know if there's always going to be that thought of, okay, well, what's going to happen now? What's going to happen next? Are you going to have to go work out? Are you going to have to restrict something? You know, I don't know. Like, that's my mentality right now. And while it's not as bad as it once was to say that I've been completely cured of my eating disorder, you know, I'd be lying. I think everybody who has experienced one still does struggle from time to time. You know, I mean, look at Demi Lovato, how she had an eating disorder as she was younger and then was able to control it for 6, 7, 8 years of her life. And then as soon as she went through a bad breakup, you know, what's the one thing she turned to for control? Food, because that's the one thing that she could control in life. And so people can be cured of it. You know, you can be able to go out and live life like you once did, but once something bad happens, you're going to want that control. And that's the hardest part of overcoming an eating disorder, is letting go of that control. And, you know, like I said, with me, my eating disorder has been a large part of my life for the last 6 years. And even today, even though I'm doing better, it's still what I focus my life on. Like, my life isn't necessarily controlled by food anymore like it once was, but I talk about it enough to the point where I relive the past sometimes. I look back and wonder, wow, why is it that I started counting calories in the first place? You know, what was my motivation behind that? And if I could take it all back, I would, but I'm not able to. I'm not able to go back in time and to just completely forget about counting calories in the first place. So what I can do is I can learn and I can try to progress each and every single day, and I can also help others through my experiences. And that's, you know, that's what I look to do. That's my motivation for talking about it, because I want others to see that, you know, there is hope for a brighter and better future. As long as you're willing to work hard, you can really truly do anything. And granted, I'm not all the way cured from my eating disorder. It's far better than it once was. And every single day I do what it is that I can do to progress. And I want to use my eating disorder as an opportunity to help and inspire others and to change lives. So that's my mission, and that's what I'm going to continue to strive for. So if you guys enjoy the podcast, if you could leave a rating down below, subscribe as well. I'll also be linking my daily blog in the show notes. If you guys want to go over, check it out. I post there every single day. All of the feedback is greatly appreciated. Anyhow, thank you guys so much for taking the time out of your day to listen to this podcast. We'll talk to you next time. Have a great day.